JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, OTPEM trains 58 emergency volunteers. And later, Valda Brown from Longville Park in Clarendon shares one of her favorite glimpses of Jamaica. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. The Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, OTPEM, through its Emergency Affiliated Radio Services AIRS program, is ensuring that communities, particularly remote areas, can adequately communicate before, during, and after a disaster. As part of the process, 58 community volunteers from various parishes were recently trained to become advanced emergency telecommunications operators, better known as amateur radio operators. Senior telecommunications engineer at OTPEM in charge of AIRS, Ruel Corniff, says the 3-week training course exposed the participants to amateur radio technology.
They were trained in basic emergency telecommunications, how to really operate under less than normal conditions, how to build their own antennas, so to speak, how to do field repairs to their radios, and also to find alternative ways to communicate during an emergency or disaster situation.
The graduates will now be able to set up emergency radio stations to pass on information to parish emergency operations centers in hospitals, parish councils, police stations, and fire departments.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Sometimes we live too back with me one another. We no care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
My brethren, the one to others are the one down below. Unity in the community, more love, less hate. Stop retaliate, less life, more life. No gun, no knife. Would have been less life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
There are 4 national goals to be achieved for Jamaica to become the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Goal number 1, Jamaicans are empowered to achieve their fullest potential. Goal number 2, the Jamaican society is secure, cohesive, and just. Goal number 3, Jamaica's economy is prosperous. And goal number 4, Jamaica has a healthy natural environment. Let's work together to achieve the goals of Vision 2030. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more info. And on the community notice board, the Webster United Church on Half a Tree Road presents its Harvest Extravaganza, featuring a medical assistance day Tuesday, September 30, starting 10 a.m. Get free blood and sugar tests and eye examinations. Education and Ministry Day Wednesday, October 1 at 6 p.m. to discuss human trafficking. And a forum on the gynecological condition endometriosis, Thursday, October 2 at 5 p.m. Harvest supper at the Webster United Church will be on Friday, October 3 at 5 p.m. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
The peacock spread. In them long time days, like on in the 60s, 70s or so, when the peacock spread used to run the place. So you find, you know, just like how comforter around the place, you know, them time they are peacock spread. So when anybody will go foreign, them always tell us, bring back a peacock spread for me. Yes, peacock spread. Valda Brown from Longsville Park.
Share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us. Simply email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. Thanks for your company on today's program. I'm Casita Irving with student engineer Joel Samuels. Until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.